Managing support, management support for effective supervision. If the supervisor does not get any support from the management, will he be able to manage his team? Very difficult. Every organization should give sufficient and good support to the supervisor. Elevating the role of the supervisor. Since he is the middleman between the management and the workers, he should be given the right support, the right encouragement, and should have a positive attitude. Access to MIS. MIS is the Management Information System. Since he is the information person, transferring information from management to employees and vice versa, he should have access to the management information system at all times. He should not be ignorant of whatever is taking place at management levels. Providing counseling. This area is important where staff has to be counseled. Usually after the appraisal reports are disclosed to the staff have to be counseled so that improvement is shown in the next appraisal. Provide training. He should pinpoint areas where staff requires training. Which are the staff that require training? What is the duration of training and in what area training is required for every particular staff? If a staff, say for example working in the restaurant, is very good at service of food but does not have any experience or technical knowledge of service of drinks, he should be pinpointed to take training or to be trained into bartending or service of drinks. In hospitality, the management support is essential for the supervisor to exercise effective supervision at every stage. Exercising the supervisory effectively at every stage, different stages of work, say from one area to the other, say from the kitchen to the guest room, happens in room service. A room service personnel picks up the tray from the kitchen or from the pantry, and the food that has been ordered will be placed on the trolley and taken to the guest room. So there are different stages where supervision may be required. The trolley setting may be one person's job and the service will be another person's job. Both these places have to be supervised. If the trays or the food ordered is not rightly placed into the trolley, the person taking the trolley will have to face the problem. Hence, supervision at every stage is very, very important. The role of the supervisor in hospitality, the six S's to be remembered is specification. If the staff works according to the specification, it will be easy for the supervisor to handle the situation. Staff, he handles a lot of staff. The space or the area that we call, system, support and style. The style of operating, the support that he gets from his team is very, very important. As the supervisor directs the staff, in turn, it is the responsibility of the staff to support the supervisor at every stage. We see here what an effective supervisor is, or how can a supervisor be effective. The supervisor has to attract the new staff. New staff will definitely be given induction. He will be exposed to the premises. He will be exposed to the organization chart. he will be exposed to every area of work. Achieve productivity targets. The targets are set. The goals have to be met. And hence, supervisors have to lead the team effectively to meet these goals. Uphold health and safety standards. Health and safety standards are very, very important when it comes to the functioning of the hospitality departments. If the staff are in good health and the workplace is safe, we can get optimum benefits. Encourage a positive workplace culture. As I told you in the earlier chapters, that every hospitality product has the tangible and the intangible. And hence, if a positive workplace culture is effectively in use, this intangible will be easy to be displayed. Key information is that area where information is passed on to each and every staff of the organization through a system that leads into right communication. Effective workforce retention. Very often we find that some of the staff are very hardworking, very well qualified, disciplined, and contribute a lot to the organization. Such staff has to be retained by the organization. It is very important that we help the staff by motivating the staff, by giving him his duly increments, and also by appraisal letters. Product and service. In the hospitality industry, a supervisor is responsible for the output of the people supervised, for the quality and quantity of the product and services. Now you can see here that every department has a very close link team, and every team is divided into shifts. All these shifts work in isolation, separately during their duty hours, but on the whole, it is the whole team that makes up the organization, the departmental organization, and each departmental organization makes up the organization as a whole. The supervisor heads a team or a shift, and the shift works towards its goal. Similarly, the people who are supervised have to give their best so that bring out the quality of the product. Supervision through leadership. Leadership qualities are technical proficiency, accountability, timely decisions, know team well, example setting, and information. Technical proficiency. Usually a supervisor has many years of experience within the organization or maybe from other organizations, and hence he is appointed as a supervisor. He's an experienced man, he's a qualified man, and a man of lot of wisdom. Hence his technical proficiency can be shared by those who join the organization. Accountability. He takes the responsibility of being accountable for the total team, the output of the total team, the cost control of the total team, the quality of what the team produces, the quality of the services that his team gives. Timely decision. As I told you earlier, decisions are very important in the hospitality industry. It cannot wait. Decisions have to be taken on the spot to rectify any problems. Know your team well. Mostly the supervisor has to learn the qualities of every staff so that he is able to distribute or to give the job functions to each staff, placing the right man for the right job. Example setting. A supervisor should set good examples. If the supervisor himself comes late to work, it will become very difficult for him to correct his team members. He has to set an example for the others. Information. All information that is passed on to him by the management has to be in the right content put towards his subordinates or to his team members. We come to the next topic of supervision and cost control, utilization of human resources. How well a supervisor utilizes the people who are placed in his team. The manners that the work distribution, the quality of service, the quality of work that his team does. Inventory control was discussed in the other subjects too. Today we discuss inventory control as a supervisory phase. Supervisory and cost control in inventory is the right use of material, the proper use without any wastage. Innovative methods. Innovative methods are those methods that can be introduced from time to time, which may be cost saving, time saving, use of machines instead of manpower. Avoid industrial conflicts. Industrial conflicts is not very easily avoided, but it could be reduced. Maintenance of equipment and machinery. The right timely maintenance of equipment that breaks down, the equipment that requires to be serviced. Most of the equipments are under the annual maintenance contract, but it has to be renewed from time to time. This is the job of the supervisor to notify the purchase department to make this maintenance contracts from time to time before the expiry period. If equipments have been repaired several times and has reached a stage that is beyond repairs, it would be advisable to find out from the manufacturer whether it can be repaired further or it has to be replaced. Such decisions will be taken directly by the supervisory staff in every department. Training for supervisors. Since there are several job functions to be performed by one man who is called the supervisor, it is very important that the management trains the person who is appointed as a supervisor. Training in hospitality. The Human Resource Development Department is responsible to impart training in areas that the supervisor is lacking. In hospitality, supervision involves cost in each and every stage: purchase, labor, overheads, administration, and taxes. Supervision through productivity. We have also explained earlier, productivity is to reduce waste, to reuse material, to recycle material, upgrade equipment where necessary, and identify and improve areas for improvement. Supervision through productivity. In hospitality, any business should have a systematic process for managing people which can be audited and controlled at every stage. Systematic process for managing people which can be audited and controlled at every stage. This is also the present strength of the organization is taken into consideration with the manpower. Present strength and the strength that is required to carry out the job functions. Usually over a period of time, the staff strength and the present strength does not tally. Over the period of time in hospitality industry, since it is a highly mobile industry, labor mobility is there, and hence we find that staff shifting out from one organization to the other for better prospects. Importance of communication and supervision. The supervisor should be a man of thorough communication. He should be very polite. He should think in human ways, and he has to lead his team with the right communication. In hospitality, communication is very important. Communication is the key word. We pass on several job functions, duties, handing over, taking over, with the right communication. The entire functioning is based on effective communication system. No shortcuts in communication. Detailed explanation has to be given in areas where it is required. Types of communication. We have oral communication, where a person may talk directly person to person. Sometimes it may be over telephones. Body language, tone of the voice, and the content of words is very important. In hospitality, avoiding foul language or harsh words are not disciplined. The tone of voice is very important. We cannot scream and shout. We have to use the normal low tones when we speak to the subordinates or when the subordinates speak to each other. Nonverbal communication is by our expressions. Physical signs, symbols are used very often. Nonverbal communication is used in the in signboards, etc., visuals that we call it. Graphic, written, and electronic emails are sent from department for communication from one department to the other. Written communication is another form where the management informs the staff of different changes or different activities that are going to take place in the organization, or departmental communication from the supervisor to from one team to the other team is very, very important. Boards and signs of communication that are used in hospitality here, you can see there are different boards and signs where is not only displayed for the staff but also for the guest. Fire exits, we see these are all used in the hospitality industry for one time or the other. How communication should be in the hospitality industry. This does not only come for supervisors but for the entire working staff of the hospitality industry. Use polite and effective communication with guests and customers. Must have good command of language and its grammar, the right grammar. Pronunciation of words must be correct during communication, especially when we address guest by his name. It is important that we use the right pronunciation. Thank you.